These people in the Gambia didn't expect to be protesting again. Several years ago, they demanded Yahya Jammeh step down from power. Now they're renewing their calls for justice and no impunity for those who committed crimes during the former president's 22-year rule. A panel called the Truth, Reconciliation and Reparations Commission was set up in 2017 to investigate allegations of murder, torture and rape. But its findings that were set to be published in July have been delayed.
As victims ourselves, we show our dissatisfaction and our continuous efforts to show that what we need is justice and no substitution for it. Before reconciliation, we want to have justice first before any other thing.
In September, Jammeh's Alliance for Patriotic Reorientation and Construction Party announced an alliance with the governing National People's Party ahead of presidential elections in December. It shocked and angered many to see the president, Adam Barrow, team up with the party that ruled for 22 years and is seen as having supported and committed human rights abuses during that period.
We have a duty to our country and to our people to ensure that never again on this soil should these dehumanizing things happen, the violation of rights, and also to remind our government that they have a role to play and they must take the lead, they must demonstrate leadership in moving the TRRC process forward.
Barrow beat Jammeh in a presidential election in 2016, but despite saying he would call for new elections after 3 years, in 2019 he changed his mind and said he would see out his 5-year term. There's also concerns that the former president could make a return. He fled to Equatorial Guinea after a 6-week standoff following the 2016 elections and a military intervention by neighboring countries. This new alliance has led some to believe that Barrow is trying to hold on to power. And if they're right, those seeking justice fear they could be sidelined. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera.